Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And an equally warm welcome to Joshua Breakstone. Bud Powell compo, John's Abbey, from guitarist Joshua Breakstone's first album in a trio format. His previous outings as a leader had always been in larger bands. John's Abbey was a bebop staple back in the early 50s, but seemed to have largely vanished. So fun to see it back on this Rudy Van Gelder October 90 recording session for Contemporary Records. Dennis Irwin bass, Kenny Washington drums. Next, a Jewish folk song. Yes, really. Thank you. The leader on that song is the Jewish left-leaning Professor Emeritus in Ethnomusicology, Fred Katz. And this reboot stereophonic album, recorded in Hollywood, August 58, is called Folk Songs for Far Out Folks. It's a mixture of folk tunes, American, Hebrew and African, and all arranged by Katz, who plays cello, with Paul Horn flute, Justin Gordon bassoon, Buddy Collette flute, Jules Jacobs oboe, George Smith clarinet and Mel Pollan bass. No, not a standard jazz lineup. We heard Rav's Nigun, if that's how it's pronounced. We'll stay in Hollywood for this piano solo.
Thank you.
Jan Ludgren with an album of solo piano numbers recorded in Hollywood, Jan 2014. It's called All By Myself, and it's on Fresh Sounds. We heard The Way You Look Tonight, a song which won an Oscar back in 36 for Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, helped, of course, by having Fred Astaire sing it in that film Swing Time. Fred sings it to Ginger Rogers whilst Ginger washes her hair. Fabulous song, now a standard in both jazz and popular music. Stan Getz closed our show just last week. Well, he's back already, but in a very different setting. Ding, 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 ba-da. Ding, 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 ding. Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho, ao som do lamento do meu violão. Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Dora Alice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, amar é tolice, é bobagem, é ilusão. Prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Dora Alice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo. Dora Alice, agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer? É bobagem, é ilusão. Eu prefiro viver tão sozinho ao som do lamento do meu violão. Dora Alice, eu bem que lhe disse, olha essa embrulhada em que vou me meter. Agora, amor, Dora Alice, meu bem, como é que nós vamos fazer? Um belo dia você me surgiu, eu quis fugir, mas você insistiu. Alguma coisa bem que andava me avisando, até parece que eu estava adivinhando. Eu bem que não queria me casar contigo, bem que não queria enfrentar este perigo. Dora Alice, agora você tem que me dizer, como é que nós vamos fazer? Poiororaiororopopó, poiororopó. Wow, this would have been a gig to have gone to. The Keystone Corner in San Francisco, May 76. A five-night residency by the two bossa nova masters, Yao Gilberto and Stan Getz. Here's Stan Getz's heartfelt intro to Yao Gilberto.
Yao Gilberto, to my mind, is the most individual singer of our time. A true originator. His curious ability to sing warmly without a vibrato, his impeccable and inimitable rhythmic sense, his intimacy, all coupled to his wonderful guitar work, make him unique. That a performer so gifted, one of the true greats in music, should be so hesitant about public appearance is just one of those mysteries. But he's here. He's here this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, João Gilberto.
We heard Doralice with Joanne Brackeen piano, Clint Houston bass and Billy Hart drums. Not much to add to that, is there? This next song is called Funky Time. Steve Touré on a Smoke Sessions June 2014 recorded album called Spirit Man. Touré trombone mostly. At lots of his live gigs, he turns up with a suitcase full of shells, which he then proceeds to play, usually very large conch shells. On this album, he focuses on trombone, but the shells do pop in from time to time. As you well know, there are no barriers in jazz. Bruce Williams, tenor, Xavier Davis, piano, Gerald Cannon, bass, and Willie Jones III, drums. That was the Steve Touré compo, Funky Thing. Not much trumpet so far this week. Well, none. Let's correct that. This album, for some reason, was recorded very quietly. I had to put the volume up to max so that we could hear it. I hope it didn't distort. The album is called Together Again in the Studio, the Together Again being pianist Marcus Roberts and his erstwhile colleague Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. It's more Marcus Roberts, as it's his record label, and that was one of Marcus's own compos, As Serenity Approaches. He describes it as sensual and tranquil. Wynton playing with the Harmon Mute, Roland Guerin bass, and Wynton's brother Jason on drums. Recorded October 2007. It's Ellingtonia this week, but by one degree of separation. Chose the very first song on this brand new and quite superb Echoes of Ellington Orchestra CD. The very first as That's the only one I've heard so far. The album is entitled Jazz Planets, a tribute to Gustav Holst and Duke Ellington. This year, 2018, is the centennial of the first performance of Holst's Planets. 10 tracks in all. The first, the one we've just heard, being Ellington's Blues in Orbit. The rest are all of the Planets, although the last one is based on Strayhorn's Le Sacre Supreme. Recorded May 2018. Yes, that brand new. On Blues in Orbit, the original Quentin Jackson solo is played by Chris Traves, who's also known as The Captain, and full marks to The Captain there. Pete Long is the leader of the Echoes of Ellington Orchestra. He plays clarinet and did all these wonderful arrangements. Can't wait to hear the rest of the CD. It's vocal time.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me relief.
Every morning find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause of all the trouble I see.
Yes, Lord.
Life's a losing gamble to me.
Yes, Lord.
Cares and woes have got me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spend plenty of days along with my grief, along with my grief. Lord, I pray, really, truly pray, to find some relief.
Yes, Lord.
The Singing Threesome, Lambert, Hendricks and Ross in New York, August 59, on a Columbia LP called The Hottest New Group in Jazz. Dave Lambert, John Hendricks and Annie Ross. That was the Bobby Timmons classic Moaning, with lyrics by John Hendricks. Hendricks was a very talented songwriter, and especially a lyricist. In fact, he's had a hand in almost all of the songs of this LP. Gildo Mahoney's piano, Ike Isaac's bass and Walter Bolden drums. Plus, special guest Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Can't get rid of the trumpet now. I hope you'll enjoy this next one, even though it's unashamedly commercial.
Thank you.
yet another jazz classic, Nat Adderley's Work Song, and that's from a Capitol LP called That Righteous Feeling. Lots of grunts, and I should have scheduled this differently, because that follows moaning, but as long as the neighbours can't hear. The Jonah Jones Sextet. Jones trumpet, Andre Pisani piano, Dick Hyman organ, Bob Bain and Howard Roberts guitars, John Brown bass, and Danny Farrar drums, which makes it a very, very crowded sextet. The Jubilee 4 supplied most of the vocals and grunts. Recorded in LA, October 62. Next, Oh Yes I Will.
Thank you.
And that was the Bruce Bath Trio, live at Small's Jazz Club on 10th Street, Greenwich Village, New York, September 2010. Bath on piano, Vincente Archer bass and Rudy Royston drums. And that was the Bruce Bath compo, Oh Yes I Will. Always good to be affirmative. I saw Bruce Bath with another rhythm section at the Pizza Express in Soho about 4 years back, with our own tenor man Peter King guesting on four songs. It was, we were told, being recorded, but sadly, it doesn't seem to have been released yet. If you ever do see it, grab it. Peter King was on top form. Here's one of our fave tenor men, and a spiritual. Thank you. The Spiritual Troubles of the World from a Stanley Turrentine Blue Note LP called Dearly Beloved, recorded by, who else, Rudy Van Gelder, June 61. The LP lists the Hammond B3 player as Little Miss Cot, but that was for contractual reasons, as Little Miss Cot was obviously contracted to another record label. She was really Shirley Scott, who was recently married to Stanley Turrentine. Stanley and Shirley recorded lots together, well, until their divorce in 1970. And Roy Brooks Jr. on drums. I'm rushing now to squeeze in two more. Here's our penultimate number.
Lazy river where the old mill run meets lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me.
That was the man himself, Hoagie Carmichael, singing one of his own songs, Lazy River. Yes, a better songwriter than singer, but it is his song, recorded in L.A. September 56 with Harry Sweets Edison and Conrad Gozo trumpets, Jimmy Zito bass trumpet, Harry Klee flute, Art Pepper alto, Mort Friedman tenor, Marty Berman baritone, Jimmy Rolls piano, Al Hendrickson guitar, Ralph Pina bass and Irv Kotler drums. Quite a band. Time for our very last one, and it's the extraordinarily talented guitarist Stanley Jordan with a guitar solo in 94 of Always and Forever. Thank you. As always, huge thanks for joining me. Hope you've had fun and that you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.